You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. I don't know what it is. First of all, I don't know what obstacle courses you have all had this week, but I have had many. I feel like the movie The Wiz, where I was on the way to Grandma's house, and then a big bad wolf jumped out from the side, and he said, "Row!" And then I ran across to the other side of the forest, and there was another big old thing jumped out and said, and then I ran forward, and I was like, "Nami Ringi Kyo," chanting and moving my hands and flying like Pegasus. And then Glinda, the good witch of the south, and all my ancient ancestors showed up just like they did in Harry Potter when his mom and dad showed up and he took his wand, which was his wand in his hand, mine was my finger, and said, "That's enough, okay? We're not having all this. Get out of the way." It's like a basketball. So that's what happened to me. I don't know how you all have gotten through yours, but I am certainly getting through those kind of obstacles. Let's give a shout out to our sponsor. First of all, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. He's a senior real estate and probate specialist, 818-571-1508. Again, take him all of your real estate problems, issues. He is really a wonderful human being, so I think that you will meet and enjoy him. We were supposed to have a guest. Now, for some reason, when I painted the names of the guests the night before, because it takes me a minute to do the whole thing, they have not shown up, and I don't know why. I don't know what that is, if that's some kind of whatever. I don't know, but I don't like it. So I'm going to have to shift around and find another way to present names and guests on the show, because I've got three people up there and it's something happened on the way to the park that preventing them from being on the set. No fault, no blame. I'm just saying the forces, they must be powerful people, you know, we all must be in order to be having these things happen to us. But anyway, so we had a guest that actually was not able to make it at the last minute. So I'm going to go in a subject that's near and dear to me. And that subject is, again, about sound. The guest was going to talk about sound. And we were going to talk about a few things. But for some reason, the guest couldn't come on. So again, I wanted to talk to you guys about something. So I had a few subjects in mind. And I wanted to talk about them. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is the business of the industry. As we all know, our dear Michael Jackson has been revived, brought back from the dead. He's now doing a movie called Michael. And if it weren't for him having left an imprint of himself on the earth, meaning that he's lived here before, did something, this is how I'm trying to explain that life goes on and how the past is the present. It's all in one moment. The moment is really the only thing that we are responsible for. The past can't take it back. So if there are people out there that need to apologize to those they've wronged or whatever, unless the other person needs closure, close it with yourself. I know for me, whatever's been done to me, I forgave you, whoever those people, you or whatever are. My closure is with myself. I'm cool. You know, whoever these people are, you need to get yourself together. Focus on yourself. Take care of yourself. I'm good. I don't need any closure. I don't need to talk to you. No apologies necessary. We're all human. We've all done things. So move on. Find your journey and get to it. Get to working on yourselves. So that's what I wanted to talk about, how we leave imprints that let us know that these people have existed here before. Now, next week, we are having a guest. He's been on the show before, and he actually knew Michael Jackson personally. That's why he's called a histographer. Because his history of the music industry is so intense and he knows so much, not like people that think they know. heard from somebody else and don't know anything. This is a person that actually knew Michael Jackson. So I'm kind of giving you a prelude a little quick about what he's going to talk about. But it's interesting how no matter what we do, our karma lives on. So there is a lot of business in the industries, any industry, real estate, music, and entertainment. We're talking about entertainment in this particular case. So when artists live, they create this body of work. If their parents are smart and not crooked, and they don't try to take from the person because they themselves didn't accomplish anything, so they poured into their child, their artisans, and they become like, okay, that's me. And then they take some kind of weird transference of energy. They spot a talent. They spot it. They see it right away. Wow, this child is going to be something. Doesn't mean the child is going to live out that legacy, but it is, they people can see it right away. Can see it budding right away. The child sings, like Beyonce was one of those kids. A lot of star entertainers were children just like that, where, you know, they see things right away. They move to some other kind of beat right away. You just, you know, don't know who they're going to be, but you know, everybody can kind of sense they're going to be something. The principal of the school, you know, Osiris Munir and the school yearbook is destined to become a star or this and that, you know, a performer. George Jones is destined to become a famous poet, or, you know, James Baldwin, Dr. Martin Luther King, all your great actors, you know, Sidney Poitier, Bruce, you know, all of these people that are leaving imprints and have left imprints are remembered. And the fact that they're remembered and we can go and actually hear and look at the work proves that time is a continuous thread. So there again, MJ is somewhere dead, you know, out there in coup, preparing to come back and whatever he's going to do next life. You know, he'll probably step right into entertainment in some kind of way because he did so much of it in this one. So I would think that that's his timeline, that he, you know, he operates on that, being creative, that kind of streak. And so, but the business of it is that if the person passes away and they owe money, either their families, friends, somebody got to come up with the money that they owe. Now, if they've done good business and they trust the people that have been put in place to do business for them, they're going to fare out well. The people are going to give the money to where it's supposed to go. The people are going to collect what they need to collect, and everything is fair. And the artist's legacy is going to be preserved in a way that it should if the business of what happened was good. But in a lot of cases, the parents aren't honest. The family isn't honest. The friends aren't honest. As soon as they see the almighty dollar bill, a lot of people sell out their souls. They don't care. They don't think that these things will come back to haunt them. They're just in the moment, you know, without thinking, well, what was going to happen? If I do this now, if I throw sand in somebody's face now and put their eyes out and they go blind and I have to go to court and everything, yeah, that's going to take some time to put them in court. In 10, 15 years, what is going to happen in my life that will balance the act of what I've done? It's all a balancing act. So if we're in Michael Jackson's case, he built this beautiful, beautiful body of work. I don't know these people personally to be saying any kind of opinion about them. I've run into them. I was one of the models on the set. I don't know where the footage for these things are. If somebody wants to do the research, be my guest. I was one of the models on the set of the Pepsi Cola commercial. They had all of us on the set. I remember perfectly, in these big, big wood frames. Like, and then each model had like a painter's outfit or something on because it's soft drinks. I'm imagining that, you know, that was something. It was my first time. I didn't know what was going on. And then I was told to be there a certain time, come in dressed in a painter's outfit or something really cool looking. It's the Pepsi commercial for Michael Jackson. So I remember being in the back in like this electric blue kind of painter suit. And they had the lights on. He had a gold jacket on, black pants, his glove, of course, and, you know, his hair. And then as he was coming down the stairs, something happened to one of the light fixtures and a couple of pieces of like something that could fall on a piece of cloth or paper and gets ignited. That's what happened. That's what I remember. The next thing I knew, nothing was, I don't know where I was. All I know was we were no longer there. I don't remember being shooed off the set. I just remember all eyes and all focusing going on that. So I do remember that. And he was very quiet and very to himself, as most creative people. I'm to myself. I'm a very private person, even though I'm very social. And I will talk to you, hug you as if you're my best friend. If I ever met you, I'm very warm. I have Moon in Leo. Very, very warm, but to myself, I'm very private. So I only talk to a few people I consider to be my very, very close friends that actually walked with me through my journey, been with me through my journey. So in all families in the creative world, in any industry, there are those people that are going to be close to you that you consider to be family and friends. So in Michael Jackson's case, you know, he had this body of work. So the people that were left behind, whatever their roles are or were, those are the people that he trusted to do the right thing for his legacy when he moved on, to preserve his name, preserve his likeness, preserve the business of who he was, preserve the creativity of who he was. So that's already five aspects. But nobody can preserve the soul of Michael Jackson because Michael Jackson is the soul. What we can do is listen to his music and kind of ingest and get a transference of some sort to feel what he felt. And it can be all the Michael Jacksons. And it's also, poor baby, he doesn't even get to rest. He doesn't even get to rest. You know, now everybody's doing him, everybody's catching him. You know, it's like a horse flying by, like they say, like the blue fly that catches onto the horse's tail, hold on. So the horse's tail is MJ, and everybody, anybody that's got any kind of say is having something to say because it gets the light shined on them at the same time. And that's, it's, you know, even me talking about Michael Jackson, I probably will say something. You know, and then as I said, it's a prelude because the guest that's coming on next week actually knew him. I've been around these people. I have a picture of Janet Jackson when she was young. I met a lot of you out there, the entertainers, and you didn't know who I was because I don't go around saying, oh, hey, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so. And if I talk to somebody and I get any kind of weird vibe from them, like I've got to be anybody but myself, I'd rather not. I just stay to myself and do what I'm doing and follow my voice, you know, my drummer inside of me. You know, like I've met a lot of people when they first got to L.A., watched them grow. I remember Marcus King, Jamie Foxx's manager, walking to our office. And if you see them today after they became who they are, they forget all about the people that helped them climb to the top. I will make a karmic promise. I will never forget the people that have helped me. Now, whether or not I retained those relationships, whether or not the intentions of those people had my best interest in mind, that is the test. Because a lot of people that help you don't have, that's what I've had to learn. Discernment, a lot of people that help you, like that help Michael Jackson, a lot of people will tell you. They may help you, but the intention of why they're helping you is the wrong thing. They're helping you like to get some kind of clout, or to be attached to you in some kind of way, or because, you know, they don't have enough strength and courage and bravery or whatever they need to do it on their own, you know. So some kind of way their latchers on, their parasitical kind of energies. Because people that actually are destined to be something, you can do whatever you want. It won't, you cannot stop it. It's like a set in a rhythmic, multiversal pattern that cannot be, it can be interfered with, but the pattern is like this. You interfere, it's like walking into a cyclone. Oh yeah, still going the direction it was going in. Or someone in the stupidity, this is why we say in our practice, the three lower worlds are anger, greed, and ignorance or stupidity in some cases. You know, when I talk to you all about things, I'm talking to you from my own personal experiences. That's why I wrote a book. They are my experiences. I'm not ashamed of them. I don't feel bad about anything that happened to me, especially things that happened to me when I was young, because everybody has to be young and everybody has to go through grow up when they're young. I mean, that would be silly to fault people what they've done when they're young. Now, as we grow older and mature and we continue to do some silly things, then you can't blame youth, can't blame parents, can't blame anyone but ourselves. You know, even me, I had, I went through have had a very tough week, just one obstacle course after the other, you know, the car, the this, the that, every obstacle course, I was still able to meet every goal I needed to meet by, you know, doing what I believe in to do. And the biggest thing, staying optimistic in the face of devils, in the face of demons, in the face, when I say demons, devils, negative thinking, putting yourself down, doubting yourself, like you're not intelligent enough to figure out something that's maybe a temporary situation. Taking a breath, relaxing. I reported to the city that someone, and this is, and I'm saying this out loud, city of LA, I don't know where the money is going that comes into this city, but whatever we are doing behind the scenes, and it's been going on a long time, it's going to end. Because as everyone knows, nothing goes on forever. So I know people get used to being crooked and robbing and stealing from the poor or the blind or whatever. Not everyone does that, but there are a lot of people that do, and they're in very prominent positions of power that they can say with a hand, a signature, yes, no, you can go get this loan. These are all people behind these decisions. They're people, real people like you and I. So at the end of the day, it's these real people that say yes or no to us, or you go in the back room or the room, or, you know, you don't get to do this because I made the rule that you don't do this. And then those people are governed by systematic rules and regulations that govern their decisions. If you are a good person at heart, no system is going to crook you. You'll end up leaving because it won't work. It'll go against the grain of who we are as human beings. So it's really interesting how things are set in place as we continue to honor ourselves, to care for ourselves, to understand that we're not perfect. I don't want to be perfect. Number one, you got to live up too many standards to be perfect. And I only have one standard, and that's my own, you know, and that's and it's high. I hold high regard for myself, and I expect other people to hold as high regard for themselves. So I expect that you won't submit or, is it that the words commit or submit to gossip and lies and deceit and things like that. They're lower natured things. I did a test. I forget his name, but it's a Japanese guy. His name is Ameru. I can't remember, but his name, but his science is the science of sound and water and vibration. So I'm going to, I'm trying to look down to maybe look at his name just so you guys know that some of you might be interested in testing. So I did his test on water, finding out to see, you know, what actually happens. if someone screams and yells, the F's, the M's, the S's, and the, you know, those vibrations at the lower of the scale and the vibrations at the higher of the scale. Now, understand me very carefully. I know a lot of you, I don't know, and you watch me just like I watch a lot of people. I don't know. I watch for a lot of times for research. I'm a writer. I'm established. When I say something, I want to make sure that when I say it, it is with the purest intention in mind. It's not to belittle anyone. I don't think like that. And I consider it very slanderous towards me for people to try to put me in those kind of categories without knowing anything personal about me. It's just not me. I don't think like that. I have a son in the 9th house, Sagittarius. I'm extremely optimistic, even though, you know, and I try to keep everyone in a high regard unless they show me differently. And showing me differently was if I catch you in a lie or I catch you doing something against who you showed me that who you were, then I can't trust you. Again, no apologies necessary. Don't need to hear from you. Don't need to talk to you. Go on, move forward through your life. And hopefully, as anyone does, it's working on themselves. It will lead those who need that leading to be led to where they need to go. So, but the water thing was interesting. So I did two of them. I put two bowls of water in my freezer to see what it would do. Now, I don't know. I'm like, okay, did he say how to do it? Like, do you paint over things? So what I did was kind of let it melt. And then I put a big light on top of it and tried to see if it would change. And what happened is that one of them, this is true, you can test it on your own. Not to believe me. So one of them looked really weird. I was almost right. It's Masaru Emoto. So he is, he from 1943 to 2014, he gained international fame for his claim that human consciousness, words, and emotions could physically alter the molecular structure of water. So I know that a lot of entertainers have Leo somewhere in their chart, somewhere, either aspect to the sun, aspect to the 5th house, or on the rising, or in the houses, you know, or midheaven, planets, something very strong. Usually, I'm not saying that's always the case, but usually the entertainers themselves hover somewhere around that sign. Like, okay, so let me break it down. Okay, so you have, let's just say the simplest I can make it without you guys out there trying to match what it has taken me almost 50 years to study and learn from some of the best in the industries. I'm talking about these people are worldwide famous. They are not your local people that were self-proclaimed. You know, I started on self-taught. And then as I became more proficient at self-teaching, the multiverse actually provided the rest. I did nothing. As I said, when I turned 19, I ran into all these people and they were wizards and psychics and tarots and they were all these high places. I don't think I ran into one person of color, not one, for many, 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 many years. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. So we're going from like here to there. So you have one track that's maybe moving forward, beta and alpha. Alpha, beta are the states of consciousness that are active. That's the mind. It's constantly going, oh, I got my parents, my children, my job, my friends, my the money, you know, the blah, blah, blah. Everything's active. Everything's active. Everything's active. Alpha, same thing. Active, but beta is even more active because focus, intentional action. Then you have Delta, data. These are scientific proofs. Again, don't believe me. Go do the research for yourself, because that's what I had to do. And that's why I know what I'm talking about. Okay. So in theta, we're usually like wiped out. That's when we're asleep. Not a lot of people remember what happened in their sleep. Some people may dream and be in tuned enough and in touch with themselves enough to be able to be lucid in their dreaming so they can remember things. Sometimes I remember, most times I don't. I kind of live, you know, in a state of ultra consciousness anyway. So what other people experience in dream states, I get to see in real lifetime. It's very hard to describe to people that, you know, you're going through these different phases of seeing and feeling and touching and knowing and hearing and all the five clair, the audience, and the clair sentience and the clair visuals and all of those things that we know happens. So let's go back to Professor Emoto. So he believed that if a certain vibration was put on top of water, and I used to hate being a water sign because I felt like, oh, I'm too emotional. I'm going to get my feelings hurt. You know, because I'm going to care too much and I'm going to want to mother people and take care of people. I am no longer her. I will tell you that now. So if that's who you used to know, you don't know me. Okay? Not her. Only person I mother now is if people ask me something, and it's my wisdom and what I've lived and what I can tell them to be true and what I've experienced. I've raised and reared is the correct English term for rearing children. You raise cattle, but everybody says raise because we're in intelligence. I will say, just to make it comfortable for those who may not know good English. So it's reared. Raising is a cattle, but again, it's acceptable. So we don't need to do any of those things. So when it comes to water, it's a very fluid structure anyway. And I love that this is why Bruce Lee talks about water so much. It's fluid. It moves. It's the only element that moves like that, where it moves fluidly. It can sit still. It will become stagnant if it sits still. Like I said a few times in other shows, it attracts mosquitoes, flies, everything. When it sits still, it becomes stagnant. So the key, which I found out, is that it has to be in constant motion. When my fish, one of them, some kind of way, and he's huge, flipped himself up out of my 125-gallon tank onto my living room floor. And as soon as I found out something was wrong, I put him back in and I was trying to, you know, I didn't know what to do. You know, the water, I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? You know? So when I called the aquarium shop, you guys, I swear, they said, you have to keep the water moving. Really? I'm like, wow. I just, you know, they don't just like, no, the water has to be moving in order for it to provide oxygen, nutrients, blah, 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 blah. If it's stagnant and sitting still, you can may swim in it, but at some point there's a current or something in it, even if it's underneath and we can't see it, because water has a certain kind of depth, especially water and earth. There's a depth to them. Water has volume. Earth has volume. Air can have volume in a certain kind of way. Fire out of the box is volume, but it spreads, you know. So that, you know, I try to help you understand how these things are aligned so you can understand a little bit more about different ways of thinking to help open your minds as we progress more into the future and more of the outdated ways of thinking are gone. So I tested his water theory, and I love that he talked about water, and then he and Bruce Lee talk about water, how it had its many molecular structures. I can take on the form of whatever it's around. You know, if whatever container it's in, it takes on the form of the container and still remains itself. What about that? So anyway, so I tested it. And in the bowl that I did the F's and the S's and things like that, it was like, meh. I mean, it was like the energy was like, meh. Like all over, like, you could see it like that. And then when I didn't test it, I mean, when I did the, hi, I love you, and I sang into the water, getting to know you, and I sang, I love you. I was singing all these little love things, you know. It was like smooth, and there were no like ripples or big, you know, it looked like it was like spread, like a leaf or something. I took the pictures, you guys, and I can see it, but it wasn't profound. I mean, I couldn't get it to have enough of a strong imprint to show to you guys on the camera. So I don't know what that is, but I will do some more research to find out about it. So back to, we're still talking about how things happen in the business world and in a world. So let me explain how, when I said that people in the entertainment industry are usually hovering around Leo, got Leo in them, something connected to the sun, to the fifth house, some aspect, they get a transit, it hits Leo, you know, so they get a progression, they move into Leo, because every sign gets to be all of the signs, because we are on a wheel. And in fact, none of us are separated from the other. We are just at different aspects and different positions on the wheel. That's called the wheel of life. So, but anyway, so let's just say it's Cancer. I'm taking it in a segment of 90 degrees, which would be a square. So we have Cancer, Leo, Virgo, 30, 30, 30, 90 degrees. Okay. So, Cancer is like, let's just say it's a sun sign. Cancer would be you. You live in the neighborhood. It's you. That's your house. That's Cancer. Leo would be your neighbor next door. Taurus would, Gemini would be the neighbor on the other side. So even though you live in separate dwellings, you're still going to influence each other. If the neighbor next door makes too much noise, they do things really against the rules of the neighborhood, then you get interfered with. It flows into your sector where you're at. If the neighbor to this side does something or whatever, it still affects you, this neighbor, that neighbor. If the neighbor is quiet and maybe does some effect, like, oh, hey, how you doing, Charlie? Or, how you doing, Betty? You know, you speak to them, then they still have within, they are still within the sphere of influence. You going with me? So that's kind of how the sectors of the signs work. Air, earth, fire, water. Air, earth, fire, water. Cardinal, fixed, mutable. Cardinal, fixed, mutable. One goes out, one stays still. One's all over the place. One goes out, one stays still. One's all over the place. One goes out, one stays still. One's all over the place. And that's how the wheel is moving. Nobody's separate from one another, even though we all think we're separate. Society separates us. We don't separate ourselves. When I was born, I don't think I came out of my mom's body saying, oh, yeah, hey, my name is Osiris, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to be here and be that. No, I couldn't speak. I didn't know the language of the planet. Somebody had to remind me of what planet I landed on. I don't know if I'm going to be coming back to this one. Pretty dull and pretty kind of growing a lot, I see. But as I was said about water, the influence of water, the element of water, and the people that do business. So the empathetic people in the industry, I noticed, have a tendency to get sick. They take things seriously, hold it in, retain things that, you know, maybe their, you know, their craft is very, in a section of the entertainment industry, is very competitive. So eventually, if you don't get the proper rest and you don't get the proper sleep and you don't get the proper nourishment, and not just food, I mean for the mind and for your health, then at this stage, you won't look like this. It will eat you alive. I know, I've seen people years later, and I felt so protected because in our belief system, we're taught not to chase fame and fortune. If it's for you to have, it'll find you. No matter when it is, to be like me, it finds you at a mature level. But if it's for you, it will find you. You don't have to chase and all of that. And a lot of people do. And they don't know how not to, because that's what the wheel has said to do. Chase, chase. Here's the wheel. Come on. Here's the carrot. Mm-hmm. You want it? You want it? You want it? You want it? What are you willing to do for it? What are you willing to do for it? What are you willing to do for it? You willing to sell your soul? You willing to sell your parents, your family, your generation? What do you want to do for it? And at the end of the life, I just think it's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Anybody with any kind of emotional or spiritual intelligence would find out, after looking at the lives of the famous and the rich, that if you want to do this thing, you have to be able to temper your spirit, control your emotions, balance your energy, be able to stand on your own. So that way, if a casting director say you weren't the right fit, or the people that are in charge say you weren't the right fit, we didn't like her, whatever, it doesn't, you don't fall apart. You don't go home like, oh my God, I gotta be like Juice. I gotta look like blue, blue. You know, you don't do that. You know, it's just not your turn yet. Or you need to do more work. Or you need to study more, research more, whatever it takes to polish the craft that we call our own. So in a lot of cases, people that end up being in the entertainment industry are not professional people. They're not polished. A lot of people that are on jobs are not professional. They got the job because they knew somebody, or they just got a break. You know, it was right time, right place. They were there and things like that. Well, a lot of that is going to go away, because right now things are so tight spiritually. Things are so tight monetarily, and we've done so much negative karma to other countries in the world that we're going to get it. The United States, I'm telling you, you can say I'm crazy, or I'm giving you a warning. Brace yourself. Brace yourselves. Because we are living a lie in this country. You know, there should be no poverty over here. We were the wealthiest country in the world. What happened? Poor decisions. Men making poor decisions. Women supporting those poor decisions because of those times we had no voice. Well, we have a voice now. And the people that were pushed down, you have a voice now. You have platforms. They can't control it. They can't control the internet if they wanted to. Because it's already done. It's already out. And AI is moving faster than any human brain can function, unless that human brain is functioning at the level of an AI. And I will tell you that 95% of those brains are not here yet. They may be on the way through some of these children that are coming up, that they have the whole package. They can empathize. They can sympathize. They can feel your auric field. They know if you need to be happy, if you need to be hugged, held, touched, whatever. Not here yet. We're getting there. That's when I'm saying these things so we can get prepared. It's not going to be about money. Money will always be around. It has to be. It's comforting. We need cars, houses. How many do you need? No. That's greed. And if you worked hard and you know that you're not living on a lie and you've worked your butt off to be able to afford the things that bring you happy, I will tell you that my children already told me, Mom, don't leave us stuff. Unless, you know, I mean, it might be something we can sell it, but don't leave, because we may not even be interested in the things that you were interested by the time we get to where you are. And I love them for being honest with me, because probably by the time I go, I'm getting rid of stuff now. What do I need it for? Other than my art and, you know, my books and things that I feel enriched by, you know, and things that do something for me. They bring me comfort, calm, peace. Those kind of things. But all that little extra stuff I don't need, I will tell you, a lot of clothes I have, I don't even wear yet. You know, and a lot of you out there know that buy things and the tag's still on them. You know, you liked them then, you take them home, you don't like them anymore. You know, you do this, do that. So all of these things are parts of the personality that we attempt to polish in human activity, daily lives, to prevent suffering. And the first thing to avoid suffering is to be completely honest with ourselves. Like, face yourself. That's the biggest demon, is ourselves. Facing her, him, them, you know, they, whatever we identify with, is facing ourselves. And as human beings, there is no room to judge anyone else. Unless you're flying around on a carpet or something, you know, and untouchable or whatever. I don't know, not one human being that is incarnated on the planet Earth that has not had to grow, learn, and develop. And again, there is not one entertainer, not one person out there that I want to be like. I love being me. And it took me many, 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 many years to like and love myself. And until I came to the point that I liked and loved myself, everybody that I met, I drew that energy of not liking myself. You don't love yourself. Look at how they treat you. You don't love yourself. Look at how they're treating you. You don't love yourself. Look at how this is happening. You don't love yourself. And when you do stand up and care about yourself, you know, you care about yourself. You care how people treat you, how people talk to you, how they, you know, and I don't mean some ego thing like, oh yeah, they talk to me like that, and you know that you're in a bad mood or something. They just triggered something and brought it to the surface. I'm talking about people that are kind, wonderful people that are people just are rude to for no reason, you know, or lied, being lied to for no reason, being cheated, deceived for no reason, because the person themselves that are doing those things is out of alignment and really just out of whack. You know, and I choose to be happy. And I'll be darned that when people choose to be happy, people want to step all on them because you're choosing to be happy rather than be like, oh, down in my luck when I can see people that are much worse off than I am. Why would I not choose to be happy? Why? And also when we go through things, it creates, you know, you have to stay calm enough to get your wits together. How am I going to get myself through this obstacle? Basketball. Coming from the left, basketball, dribble, dribble. Coming from the right, basketball, dribble, dribble. Coming from the side, basketball, dribble. Goal, bam, pow. You don't see that. You see the goal. You don't worry about the process. There's going to be a process. You don't worry about that. So when we put people in place that are supposed to be governed over our affairs, over our lives or whatever, make sure there are people that are honest and trustworthy to themselves first. They keep the agreement with themselves first, then you know they're going to keep it with you. I'm sure Michael Jackson, if he had, you know, bless his heart, if he had known that, you know, he would encounter negatives at record labels, negatives in management and representation, negatives in family and all of those things, the kind of person that he appeared to be, because I don't know him to be speaking as to who he was. Only Michael Jackson knows Michael Jackson. I don't know who he was. All I'm going on is a little bit of vibe I felt, what I've heard a little bit, what sounds like it might be reasonable, what sounds not. If you're intelligent, you can figure out what might be. Does it make sense, really? Really? Is there any kind of, okay, no. You know, I don't know what he thought, but I know that he was some sort of entity that had the power enough to move people to tears. A lot of entertainers have that. And we can't take that from them. We can't fake it. We can't emit it. It is there naturally. And if you don't got it, you don't got it. Maybe next life, if you work at this lifetime, polish those skills. Do your best from where you stand. Start from anywhere. But still perfect the craft. And like I said, vibration and sound are becoming more and more important than ever before. more and more people are paying attention to words and how they sound and how they make you feel. You know, the energy before you see it coming, you feel it. Oof. Now, you know, or peaceful, calm, you know. But if you're in chaotic state, you won't be able to feel peaceful and calm. You'll attract chaos, you know, that kind of thing. But as I said before, it's very sad to see what state our country and the world in general has become, that we've allowed people that are rude and crude and with ill will and intention to run things. And that's why, if those of you out there don't believe in yourselves, you know, because the word God, Jesus, the Lord, all of these things are easy to say. But at the end of the day, do you believe in yourself to act upon those kinds of godlike conditions, that state of being, that you can take action at the worst time of your life? When you're sobbing, you're in pain, somebody died, you were in a car accident, doggone near died yourself, you know, and all of that. You can still smile and still be warm with other people. I want to see you do that. Then to me, you're the person that is called to do certain things. You've gone past a religion. You've gone past a whatever you call upon. You become that fine-tuned instrument. We become that fine-tuned instrument that good can work through. And that if we take with a clear mind, pure intention, and the right action, we will absolutely overcome all of our obstacles and adversities. If I could tell you what I've been through in the last 3 days, including, you know, cars, things happening to cars, things happening to wiring, you know, other people going in the hospitals, same time in some situations, just one thing after the other. And you just like, we're playing basketball. We're doing basketball. And if you know the good players, they don't focus on what the other people are doing. They just know what they gotta do. They know what they gotta do to make it happen. And that's all I can say for you today. I am, again, I don't know what's happening when I write somebody's name and they end up, something happens right at the beginning of the show. But next week we will have a very reliable source. We'll talk more about Michael Jackson and how our intentions, how our energies, how our ways of thinking, how we maintain our correct mindsets, even in the face of adversity, can help us through some really, really, really tough times. So for those out here who I loke, I love you because you stand up for yourself. You know who you are, and don't let anybody tell you differently. You don't have to be anybody but yourself. There's no entertainer, philosopher, or anyone else in the world that can take your place, because there's only one you, and only the one you can be the you that you are. And for those of you that I like, I just like you because you are who you are. Beautiful sound of mind, energetically high, staying positive no matter what, even if you have to shovel the schmatza off the ground, staying high. I like you for that. Giving a shout out to Sam Hassan. Thank you so much for your friendship, your kindness, and your understanding. Appreciate you. Never forget you. Sam Hassan, actually, if you want to check me out, LA Talk Radio, com, and you'll see the Osiris Munir Show. For this show, you can always find me online on IG, Osiris underscore Munir underscore the painter. I'm everywhere. Anki Entertainment, Osiris Munir, painter, writer, author, philosopher. If you want to talk to me anytime, you can talk to me through here. We got it. Soul to soul, and sending you one out there. Okay, see you next week. Don't forget to smile. It works wonders. I'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.